This is Jim Fetzer, your host on Authentic News right here on RBN Live this third day of May 2024, simulcasting on Speak Free Radio. As many of you are aware, I have a show on Revolution Radio Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 11 to 1 Central, noon to 2 Eastern, called The Raw Deal. And I mention it because today I had an exceptional interview with Dr. Catherine Horton. She's a particle physicist, earned her PhD at Oxford, talking about a host of issues, but especially some of those we'll be focusing on here today, involving the anti-Semitism law, the bill that the House has passed, and which I only hope the Senate will defeat, and where Donald Trump stands on all these issues. But I mention in addition, and I'm including the link in the stories for today, years ago, I did a variation on my How to Spot a False Flag classic, where I go through 10 or 12 different cases in short clips and show how to you can prove or discover that what's going on is a stage of it rather than a real one with Catherine Horton. And she had so many valuable comments to make that I have now just reposted it on my Twitter account, and I give you the link here. It's a four-part series, just wonderful stuff. This particular show is just being posted now. I'll include it in our stories for Monday. Meanwhile, Russia continues to assault a key city in the Donbass from three different directions, as the Gateway Pundit is reporting. Pro-Russian telegram channels, where the info from the front lines arrives faster than anywhere else, announced a Russian ground assault into Chasiv Yar, a key Ukrainian city in Donbass, has begun. This battle will dictate the immediate future of the Russian Donetsk Oblast offensive and may have a catastrophic effect on the already crumbling morale of the Ukrainian defenders. It's been widely reported Ukrainian President Zelensky ordered his top general, Oleksandr Sysky, to hold the city at all costs, at least until Victory Day, a Russian holiday celebrated on May 9th. The city will fall before then. Meanwhile, Poland, and the reasons why we have so many Polish jokes, are asking for nukes to be sent to Poland. They want NATO to supply them with nukes, which, of course, is going to make them a number one target if this war should escalate. But then count on Poles to stick their head in the guillotine by voluntary intention. Meanwhile, the Houthis are back in the saddle, attacking in the Red Sea with full force. I so admire them. Here's the latest from South Front, which, as we know, is just excellent and reliable. The Iranian allied Houthis in Yemen resumed attacks against ships affiliated with Israel, the United States, and the United Kingdom after a tactical pause. The group began attacking Israel-affiliated ships in the Red Sea and the Sea of Aden last November, announcing exactly what they were doing after having declared war on Israel. They were only going to interdict ships that were headed with cargo to Israel. That was all in accordance with international law, and nevertheless, in blatant violation thereof, the U.S. and the U.K. attacked them again and again from the air. But the Houthis have seen it all. They've been attacked over and over by Saudi Arabia using the same type of aircraft the U.S. and the U.K. were now using against them. They have not faltered. They are resilient and may be the most vibrant fighting force in the Middle East today. Later in January, it began to attack ships owned by the U.S. and the U.K. after the two countries launched strikes against Yemen. The operation was also expanded to the Arabian Sea and the Indian Ocean. I like what they are doing. Meanwhile, Netanyahu tells Blinken he won't agree to a permanent ceasefire to free the hostages, antiwar.com reports. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, the one who comes and says, I'm a Jew. The American Secretary of State identifies himself as a Jew before he even cites his representing America. And that's because he's putting Israel first. During a meeting Wednesday, he would not agree to a permanent ceasefire and end to Israeli operations in Gaza in exchange for a deal that would free Israeli hostages. He told Blinken, we are interested in reaching a deal and determined to topple Hamas. If he just said, but determined to topple Hamas, an Israeli official told the Times of Israel, in other words, yeah, sure, give us back our hostages, but it's not going to affect our continued slaughter of the men, the women, the children of Gaza. Meanwhile, Netanyahu asked the families of Hamas captives, as Middle East Eye reports, to lobby the International Criminal Court on his behalf. The PM told representatives of those head in Gaza to use their relationship with the International Criminal Court to prevent arrest warrants for him and for the Minister of Defense and for the chief of their staff. How juvenile, how childish. Then he adds insult to injury by saying ICC arrest warrants would be an anti-Semitic hate crime. I mean, you almost gag. This is so atrocious. PM Benjamin Netanyahu said Tuesday, if the International Criminal Court issued arrest warrant for him and other Israeli leaders over the genocidal campaign in Gaza, it would be an anti-Semitic hate crime. Well, bear in mind, that old hate crime category is just made up. Anything that offends anybody can be described as a hate crime. Hate crimes have no constitutional protection. You're supposed to say things that other people hate. You're supposed to say things that upset other people. You're supposed to say things that are provocative. Popular speech doesn't need any protection. There's a reason for the First Amendment and why it's first. And to call it anti-Semitic, to call out Israel for genocide is so insulting. And yet, of course, that's exactly what our Congress is doing. Meanwhile, the pace, the beat goes on. Israel hampers Gaza field hospitals by providing insufficient sites. They don't want the Palestinians to be able to get medical attention, Middle East Eye again. And Israeli settlers are attacking Jordan aid convoys heading to Gaza, as the Truth Seeker reports. Jordan's foreign minister has said two Jordanian aid convoys carrying food and flour have been attacked by Israeli settlers on their way into the besieged Gaza Strip. They want everyone there to starve. Meanwhile, Democrats enter a panic mode as Gaza protests erupt. Here's a report about it. 12:50 p.m., the president arrives in Charlotte, North Carolina, pays respect to the brave law enforcement officers killed and wounded in the line of duty. 4:30, the president delivers remarks and now is investing in American genocide, rebuilding our infrastructure and creating good, paying jobs in Wilmington and across the country, which is, of course, absolute nonsense. Here's more. Axios. Democrats enter panic mode as Gaza protests erupt. House and Senate Democrat anxiety is spiking as pro-Palestinian protests on college campuses around the country kick into overdrive. Why it matters? The protests are fueling a volatile public dynamic sparked by the October 7th attack and the Israel-Hamas war, just as the 2024 election comes into view. In fact, the timing really is quite extraordinary. The longer they continue, the worse they get, the worse it's going to be for the election overall, one House Democrat told Axios, meaning for the Democrats. The demonstrations, the lawmaker warned, are bringing out public's most conservative side, driving the news. In the last 24 hours, protests on college campuses from New York to California have escalated in severity. At Columbia University, demonstrators who were warned to scuttle their encampment or face suspension opted for a third option, storming and occupying a campus building and barricading the doors. Video also emerged on social media of students at UCLA, from which both my parents graduated, incidentally, being blocked by pro-Palestinian protesters from entering campus. Colleges in Utah, Virginia, Arizona, North Carolina, Florida have collectively seen hundreds of student protesters arrested in the last day. I commend these protests. They appear to me to be bona fide. There's a debate over the role that provocateurs may be making here. Meanwhile, the NYPD has cleared Columbia of its student occupation and arrested hundreds across the city, reported by Mondo Wise. Tuesday night, the NYPD arrested 119 Palestine protesters at Columbia while clearing out a university building that had been occupied by students protesting Israel's war on Gaza. In addition, 163 protesters were arrested at CUNY, City University in New York, in what appeared to be a coordinated attack by the city government on student protest encampments. Here's another pro-Palestinian student encampment attack at UCLA. Yes. This again, Middle East eye here. Violence erupted at the University of California, Los Angeles late Tuesday when a group of pro-Israeli supporters attacked pro-Palestinian students with sticks and poles and attempted to destroy their makeshift student encampment. The violence erupted at around 22:50, of course that's on a 24-hour clock, 10:50 local time, when the pro-Israeli supporters arrived at the encampment and launched fireworks at the pro-Palestinian protesters and deployed what appeared to be bear spray, local TV station KTLA reported. I listened and watched all the time growing up as a kid. Meanwhile, meet the homegrown violent extremism researcher behind the crackdown on pro-Palestinian students at USC. This is embarrassingly bad. Student protesters at the University of Southern California, not a place usually known for campus activism, have thrown the school into crisis. Administrators canceled the commencement speech of their Muslim, pro-Palestinian valedictorian after a pressure campaign from Zionists threatening the speaker. Then they called LAPD onto campus to brutally arrest 93 students protesting Israel genocide in Gaza. And now, administrators have abruptly canceled the university's 65,000 attendee main stage commencement event, and other commencement speakers have launched a boycott. The key administrators who made these decisions are facing calls from their own faculty to resign. Among them is Errol Southers, the university's associate senior vice president for safety and risk assurance, oversees USC's campus police and collaboration with LAPD. The LA Times notes, not only was Southers involved in the decision to silence Asna Tesbaum, but that the university has referred questions about security to him. So who is this guy? A longtime police official. L. Southers is a prominent figure within LA city politics, president of the LAPD Board of Police Commissioners, civilian oversight body that rubber stamps every LAPD expenditure. The police commission report purports to offer a forum for public conversation and input. However, at a police commission community meeting at Bishop Alemany High School just after Tassbaum's speech was canceled. Southers and his police commission colleagues shut down every public comment about Tassbaum as off topic and forcibly ejected three public commentators, all of them black men, from the meeting. How's that? Just disgraceful. Meanwhile, Richie Allen, Ryan Christian, and Kevin Barrett have had an interesting discussion about the anti-genocide protests. I did interviews with Richie until all my work on Sandy Hook and my trial and the whole bit became too hot to handle. And here we have excellent discussion between Richie, Ryan, and Kevin, asking, what do you think, Ryan? I think it's an important place to start about a protest. I think one thing we have to remember, no matter what movement, what side, what religion, what race, what country we're talking about, there will be political entities, there will be corporations trying to influence the outcome. And this is always the case. That does not mean the objective of some there are invalid. But I think we're seeing it as a very powerful movement of unity against empire, against power, against governments. And that terrifies the hell out of these people we're talking about. That's not to say there's no manipulation on the ground. We can provably show open statements on Twitter by accounts made to do this, that they're infiltrating Palestinian protests, faking things, yelling things to get them shut down. An example being, kill the Jews. No pro-Palestine anti-genocide student is going to yell out, kill the Jews. Just absurd. Meanwhile, we have the House. This is the American House of Representatives, Wednesday. Passed the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act to silence criticism of Jews in Israel as hate speech and empower the federal government to crack down on anti-Israel protests on college campuses. Representative Thomas Massey, one of the good guys, on Twitter warned, today the House will vote on a bill to define anti-Semitism with the intent to increase prosecutions of activity on campuses. The bill has a problem beyond violating the First Amendment. The definition of anti-Semitism appears nowhere in the bill. But I'll tell you, it's very, very bad. And Joaquin Egopian has an excellent article about it on my blog, namely, new anti-Semitism law turns critics against Israeli genocide into criminals. That's the idea. Wednesday, May 1st, the House overwhelmingly passed the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act by a 320-91 vote. Only 21 Republicans and 70 Democrats against it. I'll be right back after this break.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendabite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
Anti-Semitism broadly incorporated definition provided by the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance, bad, including traditional anti-Semitic actions, those that denigrate an individual or discount their value or opinions because they're Jewish, and accusations such as those against the State of Israel, as in for committing genocide. Critically, the bill makes it an offense to apply double standard to Israel or accuse it of genocide, categorizing such action as hate speech, even though it's already been concluded by the International Court of Justice, by the International Criminal Court, and by the United Nations, that Israel is committing genocide. Among the dissenting voices is Marjorie Taylor Greene, who expressed concern the bill's definition of anti-Semitism could potentially criminalize Christians for their religious beliefs, particularly narratives in the gospel regarding the death of Jesus Christ. Anti-Semitism, and she means in the narrow sense, is wrong. But I will not be voting for the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act of 2023 that could convict Christians of anti-Semitism for believing the gospel that says Jesus was handed over to Herod to be crucified by the Jews. I mean, this may be the most historic event in world history, but you can't even say it. Here's part of it. It's not limited to the following, but includes, first, calling for aiding or justifying the killing or harming of Jews in the name of a radical ideology or an extremist view of religion. Okay. Second, making mendacious, dehumanizing, demonizing, or stereotypical allegation about Jews as such, or the power of Jews as collective, such as, especially but not exclusively, the myth of a world Jewish conspiracy or of Jews controlling the media, economy, government, or other societal institutions. I would add such as Hollywood. So even the Jews admit they run Hollywood, and they control our media, and they control most of our other major institutions. Third, accusing Jews as a people of being responsible for real or imagined, notice, it can be real, wrongdoing committed by a single Jewish person or group, or even for acts committed by non-Jews. Hey, genocide? Four, denying the fact scope mechanisms such as gas chambers or intentionality of the genocide of the Jewish people at the hands of National Socialist Germany and its supporters and accomplices during World War II, the Holocaust. But I've said before, if you do the research, you're either a Holocaust denier or a big fat liar. Fifth, accusing the Jews as a people or Israel as a state of inventing or exaggerating the Holocaust. But there's no doubt about it. I mean, this is ridiculous. This is legislating thought. This is having beliefs that are not only true, but well-researched and justified into a crime. Six, accusing Jewish citizens of being more loyal to Israel or to the alleged priorities of Jews worldwide than to the interests of their own nations. But that's absolutely a fact. Remember the pledge, which Cynthia McKinney revealed on Iranian television back in 2011. All new members of Congress are asked to sign a pledge, put the interests of Israel ahead of even those of the United States, and virtually everyone signs. So how can I see this? Just rubbish. This is a complete falsification. This is total mind control. Seven, denying the Jewish people their right to self-determination, for example, by claiming the existence of a state of Israel is a racist endeavor. But by its own decision, Israel declared itself to be a Jewish state, not a Democrat state. This was an action by Israel of the past. It is a racist state.
Is help in any way. Now, but now these days are gone, days I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind and opened up the door.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, are you gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
I'm not the only one who's been out of shape by Donald Trump for his having endorsed Israel and the anti-Semitism bill. It's just outrageous. Listen to Jimmy Dore. Once you get through the ads, I'm sparing you. My God, here we go.
Trump used to be an American first guy. He's not. He's an American first occasionally. He's Israel first. And so people who are peacefully protesting in the United States, and that's what they're doing, they're peacefully protesting, Donald Trump is siding with a foreign country over them. And he says, do you think that the radical left lunatics that are causing all of the chaos? So you think people who are carpet bombing Gaza right now, the occupiers, the Zionists, they're not lunatics? They're not the genociders. This is amazing, right? So do you think, hey, there are radical left lunatics in the country. Right now, they don't have any power. You know who have all the power? The radical establishment lunatics like Joe Biden, the Democrats, and the Republicans, who all agree on the worst of things. Just like he agreed, he just got in bed with Mike Johnson, Joe Biden, to pass funding. He supported that. The more funding for, remember, Donald Trump used to go around saying, I'm going to end the Ukraine war in 24 hours.
Yeah.
He's like, no, we're going to fund it. I'm funding it.
I still don't understand why they went to him at all with that. A guy who's not president that they have on trial. Hey, we need you to get on board.
But they did. I guess to try to get some of the right wing base to go along with it. So here's what he tweeted out on his Truth Social. By the way, he just got $2 billion more from Truth Social. I don't know anybody who goes on there. I had to go on there to get this, though. Do you think that the radical left lunatics that are causing all the chaos at our colleges and universities are doing so in order to take the focus away from our southern border? No.
No.
I don't think that's why they're doing. Wow. No. Talk about bending yourself in a pretzel. where millions of people, many from prisons and mental institutions, are pouring into our country, just asking, well, I'll let you know. No, that's not why they're doing it.
Yeah, right.
That, they're not doing that to take. So like he's trying to say they're running cover for Joe Biden. No, that's not what they're doing. They're actually telling Joe Biden they're not going to vote for him. And they're actually protesting Joe Biden's policies of supporting a genocide in Gaza, which would be your same pot. So Donald Trump and Joe Biden now agree on all the most horrible things.
Why is Ukraine getting more fucking money,
right,
too? I already knew he was all the way in Zionist, and so, but Ukraine?
And here's a Trumper who we've had on the show. This guy used to be MAGA, Jake Shields. I don't know, maybe he still is, but he says Trump wants to make protesting Israel illegal. They serve the same master, and he showed this. Stop the protests now. This is what Donald Trump tweeted out on his Truth Social or whatever. Stop the protests now. And he says they serve the same master. Now, there's nothing in there that says Donald Trump wants to make it illegal, except he does. Because he wants the cop, because I'll show you. He wants the cops to come in. I'm going to show you a video in a second. And he wants the cops to come in and crack their heads and arrest them. By the way, those students who are protesting over Gaza have nothing to gain. It's not going to help them in their business and their career. They're getting suspended now. They're getting arrested. They're getting arrest records. That makes it much harder to get a job. They have nothing to gain by doing this. So I want to show you this. While it's fun to watch Donald Trump piss off the donor class and stick his thumb in their eye from time to time, and it is, he is a swamp creature who is only occasionally America first. He didn't give a blue collar tax cut. He gave a tax cut to billionaires. He didn't invest that money back here. He didn't give everybody a job like he said. He didn't give everybody health care. Remember he said when he's running, I'm going to go to the hospitals and
yeah, the best health care you've ever seen. You're not going to believe this health care.
You're not going to believe how beautiful it is.
Oh my God.
He is a swamp. I said he is a swamp creature who is only occasionally America first. You can't argue with that. I guess you can, but you'd be wrong. His most recent capitulation to the war machine by joining with Mike Johnson and Joe Biden via Ukraine was disgusting. A lot of people can't handle that he did that. Can't handle it. It drives me crazy. The one reason to vote for Donald Trump is because maybe there's two reasons, the border and he wouldn't fund war the way they did. But now he's on board with their wars.
He's right. He's right. He's right. Trump has sold us out. Honest to God, I am heartbroken. I've invested so much time, effort, supporting this guy. Jimmy Dore's got it right. Meanwhile, even Joe Rogan and Crystal Ball
have decided to use a bad faith view of what happened there and accuse not only Joe Rogan, however, Crystal and I as somehow being anti-Semitic. Let me go ahead and read this tweet from Representative Josh Gottheimer. Joe Rogan has a massive platform. It's infuriating to watch him and Crystal Ball promote blatant, dangerous anti-Semitic tropes. Not only Gottheimer, but the ADL is now condemning Joe Rogan. They're condemning us. We have multiple pro-Israel groups calling us anti-Semitic.
It's not anti-Semitic to talk about the influence of money in politics with regards to any topic. I 1000% stand by the comments that I made and my view of the situation with Ilhan Omar, and I would say it again any day of the week.
It's complete and utter nonsense, and this is how they smear people who want to talk about this. You're actually playing into the trope that you're not allowed to talk about it by removing them from the committee. And actually, that's what this entire thing has revealed to me, which is that, what, are we not allowed to have that discussion? Many people have decided to use a bad faith view of what.
Yeah, we're not allowed to have that discussion. We're not allowed to talk about Israel unless to praise it. I mean, this is insulting beyond belief. Meanwhile, the Daily Wire has silenced Candace.
It's been some major breaking news. We literally just wrapped the show. We were writing our headlines when this came across the desk. Let's go ahead and put this up there on the screen from friend of the show, Glenn Greenwald. He reports, exclusive, as the Daily Wire has publicly negotiated a debate with Candace Owens, it secretly sought and has now obtained a gag order against her. So Glenn writes that as the Daily Wire was publicly negotiating a debate with Candace Owens, that it secretly has obtained now a gag order. According to this, according to what Glenn has written here, previously, Ben Shapiro had invited Candace for a debate about Israel and the current definition of anti-Semitism. After Owens had objected to that debate format, she and Jeremy Boring exchanged numerous tweets negotiating about when all of this was going to take place. But this has not happened now. Now, here's exactly what Glenn writes. The Daily Wire, in secret and unbeknownst to its readers, has sought a gag order placed on Owens after she called for the debate. They did this under the cover of secrecy before a private arbitrator at exactly the same time they were claiming in public that they wanted this debate and were even negotiating the terms with her. To this date, the Daily...
How disgusting is that? Liar, liar, bank on fire. After Biden finally breaks his silence, an old post comes back to bite him. Here we have, for over 6 months, anti-Israel progressive have been slandering the Jewish nation. You can tell from the point of view this is written. They've called Israel an apartheid state, which it is by its own design. Blame them for the October 7 Hamas attack. Well, it was certainly an inside job and allowed to happen. In recent weeks, it's exploded in violence and vandalism. See how uncharitably they describe? You think they'd be writing this about BLM or Antifa? Not on your life. Despite this, Joe has neither said nor done anything. Only after police in numerous states arrested countless protesters has the administration done something. From Fox, President Biden broke his silence Thursday regarding the anti-Israel demonstrations at roiling colleges and universities around the nation, condemning the violence that's broken out, saying order must prevail. Biden, who's been facing mounting media and political pressure to speak out, made the comments Thursday morning as he departed the White House. On the way out, he noted he would not be calling in the National Guard to quell the protests. Well, let's be thankful for small favors. Meanwhile, rumors that Jeffrey Epstein worked for Israel
volunteering makes me feel like
cannot be suppressed. There are good reasons.
The previously sealed court documents relating to pedophile Jeffrey Epstein have been released. The documents have been highly anticipated after a U.S. judge ordered them to be unsealed in December. And they name a number of Epstein's associates, mostly men. The hundreds of pages released relate to a 2015 defamation case brought by Virginia Giuffre, one of Epstein's victims. She sued Epstein accomplice Ghislaine Maxwell after Maxwell publicly branded her a liar. That case was settled in Giuffre's favor for an undisclosed sum thought to be millions of dollars. Maxwell is now serving a 20-year prison term for sex trafficking convictions. One of the most interesting of the documents is a record of the deposition of Joanna Schoberg, another alleged victim of Epstein. And her testimony once again appears to implicate disgraced royal Prince Andrew. Andrew was named in a sexual assault lawsuit brought against him by Giuffre in 2022. He reportedly paid Giuffre $12 million to settle that case. Afterwards, Andrew stepped back from public life and the Queen stripped him of his titles.
Well, there's much more there, of course, but you can guess the way it's going. Meanwhile, the speaker has no clothes. Thomas Massie speaks out about what's going on here with Speaker Johnson. The trouble is they put these commercials on that you can't get around. What do we got?
Because of his vanity, but also because all of the yes men and the people themselves wouldn't call him out on this for the fraud. And finally, some little boy says, but the emperor has no clothes. And that's where that saying comes from. And I'm thinking about your colleague, Speaker Johnson, right now. I've never seen anything like this before. And I am a recovering Republican. I've expected nothing from Republicans for a long time, and they've sort of proven that. But this run of big government, big spending, pro-deep state, spying on Americans run that you guys have had, I've never seen anything like it.
I think the parable is frighteningly accurate or germane to what's going on here. the speaker has no situational awareness or self-awareness. And he can only get away with that because the people around him are pretending, as you might say, that he has clothes. The analogy here might be that he's conservative or that he's supporting our principles.
Or even that he's a Republican.
Yeah. I mean, although I'm not offended by the term rhino, right? Because what is right. if a true Republican is what most of my colleagues are here in Washington, D.C., then I'm probably not one of those.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, Massey's a good man, like Marjorie Taylor Greene, Jim Jordan, Matt Gaetz. There are some good people there. Meanwhile, Trump has scored multiple wins in this Stormy Daniels case. I'll only mention that. Stormy Daniels' lawyer denies payment was hush money in Trump trial. Ex-attorney for Daniels, McDougal, says clients wanted to revive their careers, that he never saw Trump's signature on any agreement. Trump laid out his plan for a second term in Time magazine, and there's quite a list of accomplishments. I began discussing this but had the wrong link, so I couldn't share with you the contents. But in this case, you know, immigration, border policy, no doubt the most important. In a transcript of the interview with Times national politics reporter Eric Fortaleza, President Trump said on day one of his second term he would take aggressive action over illegal immigration crisis. Trump plans to initiate a vast deportation operation, citing unsustainable numbers of illegal immigrants, expressing a desire to replicate Dwight Eisenhower's mid-20th century mass deportations. President Trump said he plans to do this by using local law enforcement as well as the National Guard when necessary. What causes me pause is there was an opportunity here with a spending bill to force the Democrats to agree to spending on border security by holding up funding for Ukraine and for Israel, and Trump finessed it. He let it go. That means it would be six more months more before he's going to get into office, and how many millions more illegals are going to pour across the border? This doesn't look right to me. It's a form of deception. Meanwhile, who to remove Jean-Pierre by Biden admin details exposed. To no one's real surprise, all hell is breaking loose from within the Biden admin as a coup has reportedly been hatched to remove Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. An article from the New York Post reported top aides to Biden secretly hatched a plan this fall to replace Vice Secretary Jean-Pierre by recruiting outside allies to nudge her out the door. But Jean-Pierre isn't backing down. The Post also reported, the first black and openly gay person to hold the position has been pretty consistent, telling people from the minute she got the job, she was going to stay through the election. She's going to stay hell or high water. David Rubin is thrilled. You guys realize how absolutely spectacularly beautiful this is, Rubin said. They hired this woman because she is a black lesbian. She was not qualified. She's been over her head in all of this. She's unbelievably awful, cannot answer a question honestly. Everyone thinks she's a liar and incompetent at her job. But congratulations, Democrats. You went all in on DEI, knowing that despite Biden's age and clear signs of dementia, they're afraid she's ruining his chance at re-election. You can see in the polls everyone's turning against him. And you put her out there to defend you, and you're afraid if you replace her now, she'll burn you down because she'll say you fired the black lesbian? Oh, I love you people, Rubin said. They have boxed themselves in. Completely ridiculous. Meanwhile, and this is a very appropriate observation,
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream. Where
waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung K, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I look at all the lonely people. I look at all the lonely people. Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Is it for all the lonely people? Where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong?
Three final stories, the first two no doubt related. F-35 sustainment costs up 44% in 6 years. Lawmakers slam $100 million paperweights that are rarely operationally ready. And second Boeing whistleblower dies in span of 2 months. You're blowing a whistle on a big military industrial company. Your lifespan may have been dramatically abbreviated. Plus, 26 states file lawsuits in federal courts over the ATF redefinition of gun dealers. It's just like with anti-Semitism. They redefine. They want to grab our guns. They don't seem to understand we need them to defend ourselves, that Americans use guns millions of times a year, saving an estimated 200,000 lives. Compare that with the 80,000 roughly who die from gun violence in all the cities, mostly from gang shootings. over half of which are actually suicides, call it 40,000. You're talking about five times more that would be dead if they couldn't use guns to defend themselves. The Democrat policy are lunatic. They're suicidal. And they promote the wrong outcome. If you subtracted the gun violence in five major cities, the United States would rank 139th out of 144, fifth from the bottom in gun violence. We are not a violent country, because the more gun ownership, the lower the homicide rate. It's true worldwide. Let that message get through. The Democrats are selling you a bill of goods, and in the process, they're selling America down the river. Don't let it happen. Don't let it happen. I'll be taking your calls and welcoming them just to squeeze in about the F-35. Military Watch reports, amid rising controversy surrounding the F-35 fifth generation fighter program, a House Armed Service Committee hearing has seen particularly significant criticism raised against it. At the center of discussion has been a recent Government Accountability Office audit, finding that projected sustainment costs for the program has risen by 44% since 2018, with these rising from $1.1 trillion in 2018 to $1.58 trillion in 2023. That's just to keep the planes operational. And they're not even succeeding at that. This is on top of the planned future spending of $2 trillion to acquire 1,800 additional aircraft. The report further stressed the fighter particularly poor full mission capable rate, which is totally in the league of its own. I'll be right back.
People who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.